Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 18th week after the Sunday of Trinity Saturday. Our scripture reading comes from Romans chapter 5, verses 18 through 21. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Our scripture lesson comes from Romans chapter 7, verse 6. But now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. Where true, genuine love of God flows from a man's heart, there is also true resignation to God's holy will. Such a heart should readily declare, Lord God, I am your creature. Do with me as you will. I know that all is for the best because I am yours. This much I know. And if it is your will that I should die forthwith or suffer some great misfortune, I will accept it whatever is your will with my whole heart. I will never regard my life, honor, welfare, or whatever I own as higher and greater than your will. For my whole life, I shall be pleased to do your will. You will never find anyone who can make such a declaration, one who has given full obedience to God's commandment in this gospel. In accordance with the requirements of this commandment, the whole of the life which you live in this body, in your five senses, and whatever you do in this body, must all be done to the greater honor and praise of God, who says you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Where is there a single man who can make such a claim? But thanks be to God, Christ is set before us and given to us by his Father to free us from our sins, death, and evil conscience, and especially also from all the accusations of the law. If we cling to Christ, we are acquitted and free from the law and all its demands. Let us pray. Thanks and praise, Heavenly Father, for your mercy and grace in the gift of your Son, who by his suffering and death has freed us from sin, death, and the condemnation of your holy law, for the glory of your mercy and grace in and through Jesus Christ. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.